You are listening to the audio production of 100 Prison Meditations by Richard Wurmbrand, published by VOM Books, the publishing division of The Voice of the Martyrs. This book is read by Michael Beck. Preface. While I was in Australia, I received news that my daughter-in-law in California had been gravely injured in an automobile accident that demolished the car. Her 9-year-old daughter, who was with her at the time, had also been hurt. When I called California to learn the details, my granddaughter, in answer to my inquiries, exclaimed, "I have good news. I received a cat for a present." Then followed a graphic description of the cat. Jesus taught us to become like little children, to take a detached view of events, even tragic ones. We may bleed, we may be traumatized, but still we can experience joy in little things that might be considered childlike or unsophisticated. This is exactly what happened to me in jail. I spent 14 years in communist prisons, not many by communist standards. The Russian Baptist pastor Rapov was in jail for 28 years, the Catholic Parletus for 35, the Orthodox monk Michael Ershov for over 40. We were hungry, beaten, tortured. For years, we were individually isolated in solitary cells where we heard nothing, not even a whisper. We had no books or writing materials, much less a Bible. We never saw a child, and seldom a woman. We saw no colors. Our world was gray. The walls were gray. Our uniforms were gray. Even our faces were an ashen gray. We soon forgot that blue, green, red, violet exist. During those long gray months, those leaden years, what did we think about? Certainly not about communism or about having to suffer. Our minds were too childlike to be controlled by events. Shakespeare in Henry IV wrote, "Thought is the slave of life." Humanistic philosophy also claims that material conditions determine how our minds work. This might well be true for adults, but not for children. A child lying in a hospital bed after a major accident can have uppermost in his mind a promised toy. We had the same experience. We thought often about things completely unrelated to the pains endured. This is not to deny that everything in jail could be a problem. Will there be many worms in our soup today? Will it contain at least 5 beans, or perhaps a few more? Will we be allowed to use the toilet? Will I be beaten today? How should I mislead my interrogator so as not to denounce others and cause their arrest? Will I ever be freed? We had problems, but would not allow these to obsess us. During a board meeting for the mission, my granddaughter sat on the carpet near us playing with her toys. Overhearing our melancholy discussion of mission problems, she asked, "Oh, Papa, what is problem? Where is the word problem found in the Bible?" I replied, "Nowhere." Puzzled, she queried, "Then why do you pastors worry about something that is not in the Bible?" This happened years after my release from prison. While in jail, we did not live with problems. Let them beat, starve, mock us. With such things, our torturers busied themselves. We were free to rejoice in the mysteries of the Word of God. With such things, we kept busy. I thought about God and
Sample complete. Ready to continue?